Bereshit, Bereshit, Tahal. I'm going to, well, I guess, pick up on the topic of Zmanim. For anybody who doesn't like the topic of math and Zmanim and times, the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm only doing one more, two today, one tomorrow. Today, last time we talked to Rabbein, we talked about Shir Mil, how long it takes to walk 2,000 Amot, 18 minutes, 22 minutes, 24 minutes. Today we're going to do Rabbeinu Tam. Tomorrow about degrees below horizon and Zmaniot. That has a lot to do with the websites, the apps, the calendars. How do you actually calculate in America times? But first, we have to do Rabbeinu Tam. So there's an old classic question about when is nighttime in halakha, and the Gemara says, we have in Gemara Shabbat, that after Shmuel says one star comes out, that's still day. Two stars is Ben Hashmashot. Three stars that come out, it's already nighttime. That's Gemara Shabbat, Lamed Aleph. And you go to Psachim, Sadi Dalet, there the Gemara says, there's takes 4 mil, which whatever that is, it's 72 minutes, 90 minutes, 96 minutes, it's a bunch, it's a long stretch of time. We're talking from Shkia until Seder Kochavim, from sundown until nighttime, you have a long stretch of 72 minutes. That's what it comes out in Gemara Psachim. Tosfot, both in Psachim, Tosfot in Shabbat, and several other places, in Menachot, Psachim, several places all over Shas, have the question, what is it? Is it when three stars come out, the Gemara Psachim, Shabbat adds one more factor. It's really either two-thirds of a mil, or it's three-quarters of a mil, whatever that be. Let's say that's 12 minutes, let's say that's 15 minutes, let's say, even if you go with the longest mil, three-quarters of a 24-minute mil is 18 minutes, whatever it is, 18 minutes is nowhere near 72 minutes. So what is it? That's Tosfot's question, simple question. Well, how long does it take for Shabbat to end? 18 minutes or whatever, 13 minutes? Does it take 72 or 96 minutes? That's Tosfot's question. Rabbeinu Tam says, nice classic Chakira. The Gemara talks about Shkia sundown. There's two types of sundown. There's two types of Shkia. The Shkia Rishona, Shkia Shnia. Shkia Rishona is what we see when the sun goes below the horizon. When the sun goes below the horizon, that's called Shkia Rishona. That's called regular Shkia sunset. The Gemara in Zvachim, Dabnun Vav, when it's talking about Dam Nesal B'Shkia Rechama, when there's blood for the Korban, they can only bring it until sundown. There are some halachot that depend on sundown, even though it's still day according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still some things depend on Shkia. However, Shkia Shnia, second sundown, it's not an astronomical thing that you can see in the sky and look for the sun or look for the stars. It's nothing you can particularly see. But it comes out 3 1/4 mil after our astronomical sunset. That's about 58 minutes and a half minutes after sundown. That's when Shkia Shnia starts. Goes from there another 3/4 mil, let's say 13 and a half minutes, make up the total 72 minutes, and then that's nighttime. Shkia Shnia happens, it's when the Shemesh Nichnas L'Oveharakia, it starts going into the thickness of the window of the sky, so to speak, of going into the heavens from after Shkia Rishona, and it finishes that process going through that window after 3 1/4 mil. Now, it's based on the Gemara. That language of going through the window of the sky is not an astronomical thing, not a scientific thing. It's the way the Gemara and Pesachim have an argument. What happens to the sun at the end of the day? Does the sun go through a window and goes away, or it goes underneath the earth? Now, the Gemara says, the machloket chachmei umot olam, chachmei Yisrael. There's a machloket, the rabbis and the scientists. The Gemara says, the halakhaket chachmei umot olam. We should really follow the scientists, because they got it right, it goes under the world. And then, the discussion, the Gemara Malashkar says, wait a minute, Rabbeinu Tam is based on the wrong mitziyut. He's based on the way that chachmei Yisrael said, but we don't pass in chachmei Yisrael. We know that the sun goes underneath the earth. So the Gilyon HaShas Rav Veger quotes the Shittu Gubet said in the Shittu Gubet said in Ketubot that he quotes Rabbeinu Tam and says actually halacha is like Chachmei Umot Olam, even though it says Chachmei Yisrael. Even though the Gemara says if you have this machloka Chachmei Umot Olam, Chachmei Yisrael, which the scientists or the rabbis, which really follow the scientists, it just means they thought what they said was mistaber, but halacha lo olam is always what the rabbi said. Okay, that's what Rabbeinu Tam said. Now, in practice, what it comes out from almost all the poskim, Radvaz included, but many others, is that this argument about how the sun goes underneath the world, goes through a window, has nothing to do with the halakha whatsoever. You could say, Rabbeinu Tam, whether or not you paskin, like the rabbis or the scientists, the basic point is, how do you miyashi the two gemarot? Many Rishonim say it, even if you don't say it in the language of going through the window of the sky. So that's what the Radvaz, that's what Rambam Avadya says. Most of this in Chelek Bet, Simon Chafalef, and Yavi Omer, he has a tremendous arichut, and that's what he says in terms of that particular question. So I wouldn't get carried away with that particular question of going through the sky underneath the earth. It doesn't really matter for most purposes. The Pashtut or Rabbein Tam doesn't like to do. In some versions of the Baal HaTosfot, they don't bring that point up at all. It's not the Ikar in Rabbein Tam. The main point of Rabbein Tam is Tushkiyot, it starts with sundown, it takes 3 1/4 mil till it keeps going, and then the sun is, it completely becomes nighttime. 72 minutes after sunset. So that practically would mean, in theory, this is not at all how we hold, it would mean you could, Shabbat doesn't start not at sundown, doesn't start until 58 minutes. You could theoretically do malacha after sunset, 58 minutes according to Rabbeinu Tam. And then for the next 13 and a half minutes, Binish Mashod, it's Safek day, Safek night. 72 minutes is totally night. And Motzi Shabbat, you couldn't do Malacha until 72 minutes after sundown. Halacha is 1,000,000%. Make it clear. Someone leaves, we are not Mekel for Rabbeinu Tam. Some people will talk about who's Machmir Rabbeinu Tam. But in Halacha, nobody today says we drive after sundown on Friday. After sundown Friday, we all are Machmir for, let's say we'll talk about the Gonim Graj opinion, is that sunset already starts Binish Mashod, and nighttime's already, whatever, 13 and a half minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is, but we're not going to drive today after sundown. Now, the Hasidim still, that, okay, maybe 50 years ago, by Satmar, that is true, they would still drive after sunset in America after sundown. Rav Moshe met with the Satmar Rebbe to make sure that they shouldn't do it anymore because it caused Chol Shabbat that people don't realize that they're doing it because they follow Rabbeinu Tam, and they're going to cause people who don't observe Shabbat, people who are not sure what they should do, come to break Shabbat completely. So Lamaaseh, and Avadia has a similar story with Saba Kedisha and Yerushalayim, the Minchat HaLozer, that there was somebody who was doing Melacha after sunset, and the Rav Lafandri told him, you can't do that here. Here we follow the Gonim. That means nighttime already starts, the sunset, after sunset, you can't break Melacha. That's the Minag Olam. We definitely don't do Melacha after sunset on Friday. And people think, like, oh, it's okay. If I do Rabbeinu Tam on the end, so it's okay. I can chip away in the beginning. I could be a little more Mekel. I'll give myself an extra 15 minutes. That's not the way it works. We have to be very careful on all the minutes before Shabbat. After sunset, we don't do Malacha. Not to Raita, not to Rabbanan. We have to, sometimes someone's stuck in traffic. We have to figure out what to do about that. So you can usually ask a non-Jew to take a cab to your house. There are things we can discuss that there are kulot for Benesh Mashot, but you can't say, oh, since we follow Rabbeinu Tam, so there's no, you can't break Shabbat a little later. Go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
Do people might be with a larger meal too?
Yeah, so there are. Okay, so what are versions of Rabbeinu Tam? Before we get to the Gonim, what are versions? There are three versions, right? We said the meal could be 18 minutes, 22. So those are three versions based on three versions of the meal. 72 minutes, 90, 96. Does anybody follow them? Some people do. There's a letter of Chafetz Chaim. He says, you know, we have to talk about Zmaniot versus fixed minutes, but basically it's a Milcha Kohen as a major sefer. He says we should follow Rabbeinu Tam because everybody knows that Rabbeinu Tam is right in the stars. Everybody sees that the sun doesn't come, that the sun doesn't set so quickly. He has a lot of things there. Anyway, he says for sure also the Chush is Me'id that you should follow Zmaniot. Okay. And he has four ayot both ways, and then he concludes where we should follow Zmaniot, not Shavuot. Means 72 minutes spent on seasonal minutes, not based on, like, depending on the length of the day, not based on actual minutes. Okay. Anyway, the Chafetz Chaim has a letter. He says in Russia 100 years ago when he was writing this letter, is actually at the very end of his life, 1930s, he writes the letter. He says that even though he wrote in the Mishnah Berurah that people should do 72 minutes Zmaniot, depending on the season, longer in the summer, whatever, the minhag is people just do 72 minutes. Why? Because it's just easier to calculate. So minhag olam is people do 72 minutes on Motzi Shabbat and they're not so worried about Zmaniot. Chaim Avadya thinks, yes, there is the Rav Yaakov Faraji and there is Prima Gadim who say Shavuot, but Lamaaseh, and Rav Yaakov Faraji says in Kabbalah, makes sense like that. I have no idea what Kabbalah, but basically, Rav Avadya calls it Dat Yachid. Most poskim do not say that. It's based on three different versions of the translation of the Perush Mishnah on the Rambam on Brachot. What did he say? That you do 4 mil Zmaniot. Problem is, both the Kap, all the old translations. The old translation says Shavuot. That was for sure wrong. Then the newer translation says Zmaniot. But a lot of the Zmanim Svarim say, even the Kapach translation is not accurate. The Rambam uses a third word. Neither, he uses a different word for the hours he has from Shkia until Seid. It's neither Zmaniot nor Shavuot. It's probably closer to degrees. But whatever it is, it's a different option. Bottom line, who holds Rabbeinu Tam and who doesn't? Who holds Rabbeinu Tam?
The Ravadi has 21 Rishonim in the first Tshuva, and then you get to Chazon Avadi, you quote another 4 Rishonim, 25 Rishonim altogether. Who are they? There's the Ravan, Mordechai, Hago Mordechai, I'm not going to remember all of them, but amongst the Chachmei Sfard, we definitely have the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, all the in Tashbetz, all the Chachmei Sfard, in all the generations, Rav Shechter Azariah, and there's discussed in all the poskim, Rabbeinu Yonah also maybe, Ravadi doesn't quote that one, but there's, Ravadi has 25 Rishonim. There's a sefer called Dora Malaktim. He organized everything. They have 33 Rishonim. Okay. And he quotes a sefer there, Kuntres Banish Mashot, I never saw it, that has 183 Rishonim and Achronim who held the Gerbeinu Tam. There's no doubt. If you're looking for Rishonim and Mefurashim, you look, there's almost every single, Rashba quotes Rav Haigon also held like that. And Orcho Chaim also quotes Rav Haigon, also held like that, Rabbeinu Tam. There's definitely Rishonim and Achronim also at Rabbeinu Tam. Who disagreed? If you look in the Rishonim, there's not a single one that's Mefurash that says not like that. Even the Gaonim who's quoted otherwise, they're not super obvious. But the Maharam Alashkar made a comeback. The Maharam Alashkar 1500, he said in Egypt, in Israel area, he said, it doesn't make any sense for Rabbeinu Tam. We don't see the sun, we don't see the stars coming out only for 72 minutes. You see the stars after 15 minutes, 20 minutes. It doesn't make any sense. And he quotes several Tshuva Gaonim who sound like the sun sets right after stars coming out right after sunset, about 15 minutes, 20 minutes. That's exactly what Rama Lashkar came out with. The Mincha Kohen, 1600, he was writing against that. He wrote all the different things. He says, there's no kushyot from the science, from looking at the stars, no kushyot. We should follow the Rabbeinu Tam. That's 1600 in Amsterdam. However, the Rama Lashkar didn't, it wasn't all by himself. The Maralmi Prague, okay, all the way up north, Prague also said the same thing in the 1500s. The Radvaz, same thing in Egypt. Sorry, not Radvaz. The Marlbach said the same thing. Mabit also said the same. There's several of the 1500 Sfardi Gedolim, starting from Alashkar, who said this idea of Wishabal Gonim, and that's, okay, long story short, that's in fact what the Minhag is today. Across the board, besides Ravadia, in his early Tshuva, was extremely machmir, said we should really, really, really follow Rabbeinu Tam. We should not break Shabbat until 72 minutes. And he goes, Kol Charei L'Dvarash, everybody is careful about this, it's a question of Deraita, very, very serious about this, no question. And some of his later Sarim, it's not that he didn't change his mind completely, he thinks you should also be Choshesh, but he tells you straight up in front, really the Ikar Adin is the Gonim, the Minhag is like the Gonim, but okay, it's a good thing to be machmir. He didn't change the opinion completely. He never said 100% there's no other opinion, but he changed the way he said it. And he writes in the Tarot Abide, after 50 years of writing my old Tshuva, I saw that nobody listened. It wasn't so successful that his... But some things, Rav Avadia won the whole world, and some things not. Who is the other Minhagim? So Rav Avadia quotes all those who are Machmir. It comes from Aram Sova in the 1500s, Rabbi Shmuel Aniado. He quoted Rav Chaim Abulafia from Tveria in 1500. He said, we should follow Rabbeinu Tam. And he's a Talmud of the grandson of Mari Beirav, a Talmud of the Marit. He said, we should follow Rabbeinu Tam, that's the Ikar. So Rav Shmuel Aniado writes a very harifud. He convinced all the Rov Hamet Palim, Rov of the Bata Knesiot, to not make Arvit on Moshe Shabbat until 72 minutes after, in Aram Sovah in the 1500s. That was, and he says, he made a Kimu v'Kiblu HaYehudim. All the Jews there accepted his words. And he says, the Rav Chaim Abulafia said they made a Cherem. He wasn't there. He was in Izmir and in Eretz Israel. A Cherem not to follow that. So very Harif. And one of his Talmidim, later in 1600s, went to Baghdad, Rabbi Saad Kachutzin, from Aram Sovah to, he was a chief rabbi. And he also said, oh, we should be Manhig, this Minhag over there. However, the general Minhag, and the rest of all other Sfarim, they all describe Gaonim. That's how the Yaakov Faraji says, he thinks the Ikar is Rabbeinu Tam, but he couldn't convince anybody in his community. This is in Eretz Israel, 1600s, to follow Rabbeinu Tam. He said, even his daughter, he said he never convinced, they broke Shabbat 20 minutes after. The Gina of Haredim, Rav Avraham Halevi, in 1600 in Eretz Israel, Gem Kushar of Yaakov Navona, and the Beit David, both Rabbeim, both the teachers of the Rechida, both said the Minhag in Yerushalayim 1700 was not like the Rabbeinu Tam was ready. And the Chida writes the same thing. Zivchei Sadek in Baghdad, Ben Ish Chai in Baghdad all said Minhag was not like as does Reb Chaim Abu Lafi in the 1500s about Eretz Yisrael and Turkey. He admitted, he said, even though I think the Ikaros are made of time, we should make a cherem about it, but he said the Minhag is not like me. He knew everybody who talks about the Minhag. Eretz Chaim Siton, Syrian, also says the Minhag, he's talking 1800s, not in the 1500s, he said the Minhag is not like Rabbeinu Tam. So basically, everybody talked about the Minhag amongst the Sephardim, said the Minhag is not like Rabbeinu Tam, even though almost all the Rishonim basically said like that. The Bate Kahuna, Algeria, and he said, maybe the reason is because there are other Rishonim we just didn't have. Maybe it's the Rambam, Rif, and Rosh. Maybe, okay. We'll have to discuss on all those. But there are advanced things, so the Rambam agrees with him. Okay, Chazak, Baruch. Okay, Mirchasim tomorrow on the topic of.